Hello there, hello. Crazy kids. Welcome back to Just My Thoughts with your boy, Renard Simon.
The Renard.
If you don't know, now you know, baby, now you know. Appreciate y'all coming back and rocking with your boy. We are back, y'all, for another episode. We got a special guest, Miss AKA Miss Fashion Model, AKA Miss Bomber Squad, yeah. AKA Miss Fitness, yeah. AKA Miss the only woman that I ever worked out with that can hang with your boy,
word.
AKA Miss Rawa Padros.
What's up? What's up? Dang, I'm on a podcast. Ooh.
Did I miss anything?
AKA Miss Love.
Miss All About Love.
Yes.
Well, Miss Rawa.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. You know, we got some catching up to do.
Oh, I'm like, you know? These questions. Ooh.
There's no questions. You know, I'm just.
We're just
gonna talk. That's all. Let's, you know, don't be tense. She's very tense right now, y'all.
I'm getting a tan.
You know, she needs that.
I'm getting a tan. Okay.
But how is this view, though?
It's amazing. I just took a boomerang of it. Podcast, beautiful weather.
If y'all don't know, I just moved into a new spot. And the view is just amazing. It's just absolutely overlooking. I think I see SeaWorld over there, you know? I see some dolphins chirping and shit, you know?
I see sharks. No,
you see sharks. See, that's why I don't surf. Because my boy's been trying to get me to surf. And I'm like... I'm scared of the wildlife.
No, I'm gonna do it.
You gonna do it?
I'm down. I'm a water baby. Put me in the water.
I'll do like kayaking and
yeah, but
what is it? Paddle boarding?
Yeah, but it's more challenging.
Yeah, more challenging to get ate up.
You're like, hey, little sharky.
Mm-mm. You know they had the leopard sharks up in La Jolla Shores. And I guess with the leopard sharks, they're like harmless and you can go swim with them. I guess it's kind of cool to swim with.
Yeah, I still don't want to know if they're there or not.
You're not cool with that, but you'll go surfing, though? You'll go all the way out there.
But I don't want to know what's out there. You know what I'm saying?
But you know they out there. You going up in Ray Ray and them hood and shit like that? Like,
no.
Come on, man. You're going in shark territory. It's like you're going up in L.A. You just roll up one block, go to Crenshaw.
And like,
you go to USC one block away, like you're hitting up Snoop now.
Hey, Snoop.
Tukey Williams and Suge Knight and them boys.
All the above. Tupac, is that you?
Oh, man. But we got a lot to talk about, man. First, I want to, I know everybody's going to want to know this. People always ask me this, still ask me this to this day, you know. Are you single, miss?
About me? People are asking, am I single?
Yeah, man, people want to know,
you know,
man. All the fellas out there, they want to know if the DMs are open for business.
First of all, DMs, they don't stop whether they're open for business or not, okay?
You try to be polite. What's the proper way to slide in?
I reply to almost about everybody, but it's the line of disrespect. You know, when I tell you a certain thing, I guess some people just don't get it. So then the ignore has to happen. And at that point, it comes off mean, but it's like, hey, I just told you.
It's really that mean.
You know?
Because if you ignore and you ignore and they keep on coming back, and then you reply that one time, they're going to be like, oh, my God.
Now
they're
going
to give you
beginning.
Like 30 more.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
And I reply in the beginning, but then there becomes, when it comes to disrespect, like, okay, you didn't get my last question or my last answer, so
what
are you trying to get here? Because I don't have time for games, you know. And I tell people, if you're not hitting me up about business or working out or training, no, I'm not trying to go on a date with you. I'm not going to call it a day.
You attracted to? Like, you hit him, you see the picture or whatever, you'd be like...
Because attraction is attract, like...
But that's, you're the only one that's going to know, like, if you're attracted to that person, right?
Yeah, and, but
you're not
going to
really know that person just from their Instagram. You, I mean, you can go to their Instagram and see what type of person they are.
Yeah, but looks just go so far. Right. Like, you know, so.
But you mean to tell me there's never been a person that hit you up and you like, go look, you go to their Instagram or whatever, and you're like, oh, this person seems pretty cool or whatever.
Yeah, but then if the conversation continue, you just know. But I also don't want to put myself there. Like, right now I'm just focusing on the things I've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And, I'm just trying to attack them. And honestly, relationships can be very distracting if a person is not on the same level as you.
It is. Exactly.
So as of right now, I don't want to pressure anybody to be in that situation if they don't want to be. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to have to be nobody's mom. You know, if you can't help me elevate and put me a little step higher than where I'm trying to go, then you can just...
You ain't trying to be nobody's mom.
No, absolutely not.
You ain't trying to clean nobody's drawers. You ain't trying to clean your man's drawers.
Listen, that's not what I mean. Nah.
You know, I know what you mean.
My character is naturally loving. You know, I always do. And I'm at a point in my life where, of course, I still want to do. I never want to change it for the next person. But I want somebody who's willing to do for me wholeheartedly, you know. Like, that's what I mean about not having to be your mom of telling you what to do.
Yeah.
And I just posted about, you know, somebody asked me, well, what's your love language? You know, for me, it's quality time. Mm-hmm. And acts of service, you know, those are very important to me. And people, well, what's next? Physical touch, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I want you not to like deny me because you want to help me together. I can't sleep with you, I can't touch you, rub my leg on you, excuse me, push you off the bed.
That's my leg now.
I love the physical touch, but the most important is quality time, which includes physical touch to me,
right?
When you think about it. So if I'm out there working the whole time, when I come home, yes, have dinner ready when there's active service if you've been there, you know, and vice versa. It has to be that balance.
Exactly.
For sure, for me.
It's fun when you're doing stuff for each other, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody does something for you and you're like, I got them next time.
For me, that's a gift. Yeah. Like, you know,
it is.
That's a gift, the simple shit.
Yep.
I'm all about the simple stuff.
Yep. People complicate that shit, man.
Very, especially nowadays. Mm-hmm. And, you know, social media gets in the way of a lot of stuff. And I really can't stand it. And I was watching Dan Garrett, what's his last name?
Ooh.
Gary Vee.
Gary Vee, yeah.
And he's doing this Disappear December challenge thing. And I love social media, but I hate it at the same time.
Me too.
And I'm going to do it for December because starting 2020.
Do what for December?
Disappear from social media.
Disappear from social media?
Yeah. And not.
I might do it with you.
Yeah, hell yeah. I know my boss, Berlin, shout out to him. He for sure said he wants to do it. And sometimes it becomes hard because we get so attached. And I started watching more motivational videos, but even that kind of turns into still scrolling.
Yeah.
And then by the time you know it, your laundry's still sitting there like, damn it. So now what I'm doing is listening to these videos and doing my laundry. But that attention span is like, you want to grasp with all the attention, but then the laundry, you know, it's the focus.
Yeah.
So I just want to be able to focus on exactly what I'm doing at all times. So I think I want to work on myself because I've never been able to. I've always been in a relationship or took care of somebody, and I care too much. So right now I just want to care for myself. If it's selfish, fine, take it. Shit.
I feel you.
Take it.
You heard that, fellas? Like, don't slide in. She cool. She cool.
Slide in, but know what you're doing.
Know what you're doing.
And don't get your feelings hurt.
She didn't say don't slide in either. You can keep smiling. Just make sure you come correct.
You might have a question for me. Don't be afraid. You know what I mean? Just don't be emotional about it. I've learned how to check
my questions.
Emotions.
That's different. That's different. But sliding is sliding. That's a whole nother thing. They call it sliding for a reason.
Yeah.
You know? Oh. When you slide, that's not, oh, I have a question about some fitness stuff. It's like, no, you sliding is like.
It can be very misinterpreted, though.
But no, like this. No, let me give you an example of what sliding is. All right? So, you know, a lot of women, like, they like to post, like, what they're doing. Like, if they're at the beach or some shit like that. You know, the famous picture of the ass, you know, when they land on their stomach they show the view with the booty in the forefront, you know what I mean? All right. And then I'd be like, I'd go in there and I'd be like, man, that's a nice view or whatever. Or man, look like you've been working on your cheeks or some shit like that. That's sliding. You know? And sometimes it can be
that on my comments.
Sometimes it can be more polite too. You can, you know, kind of come in there and maybe compliment something that's on their story.
Yeah.
And it won't be creepy. So say like somebody's cooking something and you know it looks real good or whatever, and you know you go in there, you'd be like, oh man, you know, can I get a slice of that or something? Like, that's sliding. You know, that's sliding, because like you're trying to generate some type of conversation.
Got it.
You see what I'm saying?
Bring
so it's
them
like
in.
So yeah, it's like an icebreaker. It's like when you go to the bar or some shit like that, and like you see somebody that you like, you want to say something, you know, to draw that
yeah,
person.
Yeah, yeah, I
in,
got you.
You know?
Okay, that's tension. Yeah, yeah, I got you.
So I'm sure you get a lot yeah. of those, a lot of innocent like.
Some of them just do it on my posts.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And it's, that's the bold.
I
right
like. I'll say thank you. I say mm-hmm. appreciate. Some people get the idea. Some people would like. One person just would not stop. Oh, things I would do to you.
Really?
Really?
Oh my you know? God.
So there, I have to ignore it. Sometimes yeah. I've actually blocked a couple, and I hate doing that. But mm-hmm. what are we here for? I'm not childish. You're not. And yeah. Some of them are grown ass men.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is sad, but. Everybody's living a different world.
Everybody is.
You know, life is not easy.
Women ain't no different either.
No, oh, we're even worse. I'm gonna say it right now. We do all that shit for attention, okay? Let me tell you.
The women
that
are.
That one leg
are
back,
are
you know
worse.
Your cheeks ain't that big.
No, I'm talking about with the sliding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The women are worse. Yeah. But, so you say you're focusing on your job.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of your job. All right. So you're a coach at Bomber Squad.
Shout out to the squad. Yes, Bomber Squad.
What's the cat name that you wanted me to meet? What's his name?
Berlin.
Man? Berlin.
Berlin and Tez.
That's is that
partners.
The is that the black dude with the mustache?
No, I don't got no mustache.
No,
no.
You don't got no mustache. He always wear a hat.
He did have a. That's Tez. Tez usually always wears a hat.
No, I know Tez. I see him on your story all the time. Yeah. But the first dude.
Berlin.
It's Berlin. Is he the owner?
Yes.
Okay, he's
yes,
the owner.
Head coach.
So how did that all come about, the whole Bomber Squad thing?
I
know that was a fucking blessing in disguise.
Yeah,
right
absolutely.
There.
Yeah. Berlin had the name forever. My cousin Jack and May and, you know, Julius, his fighter. I want to say they introduced me. I don't know. They've known me for a long time. So when I was starting my transformation, shout out to me. I was 180 on 125 solid. Still kept it off.
Hey.
Better than ever. They had introduced me to him and said, hey, this girl, you know, blah, blah, blah. So this he took me in, man, just like nothing. And we started working and boxing and showed me a whole nother side of my athleticism. You know, I'm always down to try new things. Yep. I'm an all-around athlete, so
yep.
I did soccer. I mean, I just I'm a bachata.
That's why we tight,
all.
Baby.
You know, I do it all. Yeah. I try to try everything. So we started boxing, and man, I'll never forget the first sparring match he put me in. He lied to me.
He lied to you.
He put me with a 14-year-old. I was like 26, 27. Just one round, Raw.
He's like, I'm about to work this little 14-year-old. Yo, 14-year-old.
He said she's gonna go light on you. Don't worry. Shit. Look, I walked in there, this muscular girl, uh-huh. you know, in this fighter, 14-year-old. She's looking at me like, she's muscular. She's gonna knock me out. And I'm thinking, I have no idea what I'm doing. I just got a little bit of training. Mm-hmm. And boxing is mental for sure, but it's yeah. a lot of, you know, upper body and lower body. It's your whole entire
yeah.
body.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of your energy. So one round, I'm like, okay, I can handle one round.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 seconds into it, man, she gives me a straight. My head goes. So in my head, as an athlete, I'm like, she ain't taking it easy on me. Like, no way. Like, I can't come in here thinking she's going to do that. So I set my mind on. So now, you know, I try to, I get in. I'm tired. I want to see her that ding, ding, ding. I always like to give it my all. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I'm that person at the end. Let's go. Tez has this saying, work while you're tired.
Yep.
You know?
I like that.
And so I gave him my all last 30 seconds. I go like this for him to take off my headgear. Him and Tez, my right-hand corner. Great job, bro. Great job. You're doing great. Like, I'm so proud of you. One more round. Coach, nah, you playing? Nah, you doing great. You go, you know. So they're motivating me, and I feel great. But he's like, one more. I'm like, I just gave
work
up.
While you tired, baby. Let's go.
Okay, we in there again. He's like, just relax a little bit more. All right,
mm-hmm.
It's great. Second round, cool. Did the same thing last 30 seconds because in my head, just one yeah. more round.
Mm-hmm.
giving it my all. Boom. My worst thing of boxing was my head movement, slips and stuff. You know, I couldn't dodge a lot of it. That was my biggest weakness.
Well, that's what everybody. This even boxing, even pro boxers don't have enough head movement.
Yo, she was on her way. Like, she was the head coach. This little girl, she's been boxing since she was a kid. So it was great. He had me do one more, yo. So I did 3 rounds. It was great. And I love coaches like that push you past your potential.
Yeah.
You know, because maybe I would have never gotten in there.
Yeah.
I would have never been where I'm at. So, long story short, I got another job because his shift had to change when he was training me. My job lied to me, gave me a different shift than what I thought they were gonna give me.
Yeah,
once I got hired.
You told me about that.
So
I remember all that.
Fell off. Yeah, it sucked. And then was working that job. We completely fell off. Then he noticed I was trying to do boot camps at parks. He's like, hey, I give you the key. Come do it at my gym. You could use it, you know. That's he believed in me, like, as soon as he met me, because he knew my drive. He knew, like, when I came in that gym, I was working.
It's evident, man. Like,
I was
you
working.
Just got that, man.
You know,
when you come, your presence
working.
Is just crazy,
yeah.
Yo.
And so then I noticed, you know, I love working with kids. I got my bachelor's to work with kids. Learn how to be patient in life.
Yeah.
If you can be patient with kids, you definitely can be patient with adults.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I think about it. So, but working for military environment was just too much. It was more of a system based, and I had a passion for kids, and I couldn't do that with the military. So it was time for me to leave. You know, I was put under investigation for caring for a child and doing the best interest, but it didn't follow a policy, unfortunately. And I'm all about following policy, but it has, you know, it's kids involved.
Right.
And it wasn't in the best interest of the child.
Right.
So, you know, I got the back end of it, and I stuck hard. I tried to fight for it, but it's hard fighting the military.
Yeah.
So I just put my hands up and said, make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I was in the shower. I had to return my aprons. It's my first brand that came out with Active Love aprons.
Oh, yeah.
Because why? Because abs and change happens in the kitchen. You know, I was always playing basketball 4 hours in the gym, but I was having like 6 McDoubles from McDonald's, having carne. So little by little, I was growing like fat, and it was just adding on. So no, like, you know, what you put in your body affects how you perform, how you go day about day to life, how your skin looks, all of those things.
Yeah.
And really, how you act, your anger, your depression is eating.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
My 2020 vision is to be completely plant-based.
Okay.
And I'm on it.
What are you now? Are you just eating, like, fish or eggs or whatever?
No. Look, eggs was the hardest thing for me to cut out last year. I haven't looked back at eggs.
So what you eat now?
If you complete fruits and vegetables. I have.
So you're completely plant-based right now?
Kind of. You know, I have, because I meal prep. So I also started my meal prep business. It's not official.
Oh, shit.
You know, it's a lot of things happening. You see my, you know.
Okay. She got the headband on,
yeah.
The active.
Yeah. So
with the little laser action going in
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. So Berlin heard my story back to that. And 2 months in of getting my aprons and stuff, he's like, hey, I need a manager. I need help. So he did a real interview. I was like, damn, I'm getting interviewed, okay? And interview, I guess I shocked them, you know, my words. Because I've always wanted a management position. I was always in a lead position.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I wanted management in the child care. But it was very rough. It's very hard in that position.
Yeah.
It's difficult. It's a lot of emotions and stuff. And I said, absolutely. And here I am almost, you know. So I was volunteering for his gym for a long time, 2 years. Two and a half years. And now, a year intuitive gym manager, we're growing, learning from each other. He's an amazing boss. Like, he's the type where sends motivational videos. What do you need? How you feeling? Do you need a break? Like, all about how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really cares for, even though I'm management position, it's not like, okay, what are you doing? Like, you know, he asked me, how's it going? What's working? What do we, you know, sends me motivational videos to keep me on top. I never had. And I'm that type of boss. So to know that I have somebody like that, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. So we're really a dream team. Me, Tez, Berlin. Also, shout out to Anne, the Mick Queen. We balance
the
each
Mick
other.
Queen.
Yeah, we can't forget
I know
about
the Mick Queen.
Her. You know, we can't forget about her. She's amazing. We really balance each other out.
I got a little crush on the Mick Queen.
Oh, you hear that, Ann? Ann, I'm tagging you. Make sure you tag her. We got, hey, look.
I've been following the McQueen, so, you know, I got a little crush on her. It's not that kind of crush where, like, I want to date her, you know? It's more like, you know, like, you know, I like her energy, you know what I mean?
She's
like,
amazing. So, let me tell y'all something about Simon. I try to get him in the gym and get, oh, no, my mom said I'm too old to fight.
No, my mom didn't say nothing. I said that.
Okay, and I told him there is no age limit. Tez is 39 and wants to get in another match. There should be never no age limit to what you want to do. I'm trying to get him there. He's scared.
I'm not scared.
Come on, man.
I'm not scared because I know when I get in there, I'm going to be ready. Like, I'm not scared to fight. I just know when I get in there, you know, I'm competitive like you. As soon as I get hit, I'm going to be like, all right, Tez, let's go work on this, dog. Yeah. I'm coming back to this dude.
You know, so.
But it's so far, man.
Nah, you closer now.
What?
Stop it. Stop.
So where is it? Where is it?
Hey, how about those people, you know?
Why are you talking to the phone? Stop talking to the phone. You don't need to talk
to me. Listen to me, y'all.
We got a rookie on the podcast, y'all. Like, she over here talking on the phone.
This is new for me and I like it.
Where is that?
It's in El Cajon.
It's in El Cajon. Yeah. In El Cajon, like, where I used to stay off, like, 800 Lexington over there?
Yeah, it's off East Main Street. Look, I posted
something. I'm gonna come over there regardless.
Come on.
I'm gonna come over there
once
regardless.
Once you make that drive, it's gonna be like nothing. I got to.
And I don't know. I'm gonna be kind of nervous meeting the Mick Queen. I don't know if I can.
Now sure that you she put wears me out. Sexiest outfit too. Hey, Ann, wear that thing that I like.
Don't wear that Louis Vuitton shit. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You know that's where she rocks. That's where she works too.
Hey, I don't be watching.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, hello, creeper. No, just kidding.
One, two.
DMs.
2, 3, 2.
So it's a loving environment. We're really family based. It doesn't get no better than that. Like, we are family.
I see the stories, man. I love the energy,
connect.
Man.
We just connect. There is no, it's no hate. It's honesty. It's realness. You know, it's sadness. We portray it all, you know?
Yeah.
We have our failures there, and we know how to pick it back up. We know to a business. We know to succeed, you have to fail. You have to understand these things. And so that's just where we are.
That's what's up.
It's my home.
Well, I'm gonna come there. That was part of why I hit you up, cause I was like, I remember the first time, like, you was like, I could tell, like, the energy, cause you know how to judge people's energy, and I know if you say somebody is cool, like, you know, said, oh boy, it was cool.
Oh yeah.
You was like, you need to come, like, you know, he'll take care of you, this and that, and I've been wanting to come, but you know, just life, you know, shit's been going on or whatever. Like, now I'm settled down or whatever. Like, now.
I'm ready
to get in there.
You bay living.
I'm bay living.
Hey, this guy, his new crib is dope though. It's nice. It's real
bay
nice.
Bay living. But nah, I'm ready to get in there. Word. I'm ready to get in there with the Mick Queen.
Word.
You know.
Next question.
So I wanted to ask you, how's the? Are you still not drinking? Hey, y'all, she don't know what questions I'm going to ask her, y'all,
no,
so.
Listen, you guys, I am officially of this month 3 years sober of no alcohol.
Still?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Not a
still?
Sip of wine, not nothing.
Oh, my God. And I thought you was going to say, oh, no, I drink a little bit.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Hey, I'm still wild on
the
dance floor.
It's
a great accomplishment, you know, because I was heavily drinking, especially after my dad passed. And I was a good drinker, but then, you know.
You was a great drinker, actually. You went hard,
Patron,
boy.
Patron was my dog.
Man, you went hard.
And I had a great time. I loved it. And I never partied at my age because, you know, I'm Middle Eastern. We weren't allowed to go out.
Yeah.
Very strict family household. Shout out to my mom. Love her for letting me be me. Didn't make me wash the dishes.
Your mom loved you. You was like the favorite. Don't tell nobody.
Oh man, I can't say that. Definitely a black sheep. But she let me explore. She was my number one fan.
Like your mama. She was like, she always had your back.
You know, I was a big tomboy, so playing sports was like tough for my family, especially my dad, you know, being that, playing sports, you know, doing, I guess, manly sports, stupid. My mom was always there.
And that's how, that's how I met Rawa, y'all.
Yeah, basketball.
On the court.
Hey, yeah.
That was back in the day when we used to hit the rec centers up in El Cajon,
y'all.
I worked
for the city of El Cajon, and I regulated that gym, but loved to play ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do.
I came in there and I took over.
Hello. Who is this Simon Rock crossing people over?
Oh, that was when I was in my prime, man.
Yeah, you can't lose basketball though.
I've been trying to go back and play, but like
basketball's my
ankles
number
can't
one
take
love.
It no more.
I still play with these young folks and still got it. Somebody called me. I walked in the gym with my little. I went to go work out. Walked in the gym. They was balling. I'm like, shit, it's my cardio right now. I walked in there and you know an old high school friend was like, "What you doing on the court? You don't play no ball no more." Hella what? Disrespectful is what I said. Laced up my laces. I got next.
Still got that
no. And then I saw them looking for one. Excuse me. I said I got next. So I'm getting on the court for you to pick up this next person. And I'm very vocal.
They're like, who this old chick
and
is,
I
man?
Expect not for the. Yeah, for real. Yeah. No, they thought I was young. And I when I step on the court, don't treat me like no girl because I don't play like no girl. I don't get better like you playing me like. If I go to the court, you better block my shot because the next time I come, I'm going to make sure I get something creative.
I
just charge your ass because we ain't got no referees.
I used to rough the shit out of you up.
People
not
used to
taking
take
it light on your
back
ass.
To the other side. And it's fine. It was learning. You know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I loved it. I love a challenge. So now I'm swimming.
Oh, you swimming now?
Yeah.
What?
Because you got my little head wrap on. I love it.
Where you go?
24.
And so
I just
what you just do laps or whatever?
I just do laps.
Okay.
Focusing on my breathing.
Yeah, I've been wanting to get back into swimming.
Yeah.
I think I might go to the YMCA. There's one over here in La Jolla, and there's one.
And they have a nice long pool too.
Yeah.
YMCA,
that's the one I want.
I do the whole bathing suit, goggles. Mm-hmm. You know, wrap
that's
my hair up, and just do as many as I can, and really work on my breathing because swimming is tiring.
It is.
It's very, and I really do want to do a triathlon.
Oh, that's, for real?
Yeah. And a Spartan race. One of the... Shout out to Jorge. He just finished one. He did it under... almost... He won, his goal was under 5 hours. He got 5 hours and 21 minutes, he said.
Oh, nice.
When he got up to that hill, it was rough, so...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, I'm 32 years young, and I don't care how long it takes me, I'm going to get there.
Well, you can... I mean, you could do a Spartan race.
Anytime. Not just any regular Spartan race.
What do you mean?
I just said he did 5 hours of the Spartan race.
5 hours? What do you mean, five
it's
hours?
It's the ultimate Spartan race.
Oh, the ultimate... Okay, yeah. But you got, I mean, you got
I've
do,
done Spartan you, races.
Oh, how many have you done?
I've done like 3, 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're
What were they? Beasts or sprints?
Both. I did both of them. Because
okay.
I did some sprints with some friends.
There's a, I think there's one in like December or January. But there's also a epic interval training competition in November. You should sign up for it. It's right over here in Mission Bay too. It's $35 to sign up.
Send me that
we
link.
We should sign up.
Is it partner or is it just individual?
No, it's not partner. It's individual.
Let's do it. No, let's do it.
There it is. There it is.
And add to my resume, I've done a couple of CrossFit competitions.
Oh, yeah?
Killed it.
Nice.
So that was, you know, a check for me, which I liked. I like CrossFit, but it's not for me. I won't say it's not for me. I tried it, check off my list, but I'm a form type of girl.
You're a form type of girl.
You know,
what does that mean?
I like form, and it was a lot of speed and a lot of all of that, and it put a lot of strain on my knees.
Well, I mean, I'm going to just tell you, just with anything, it's all about the coach.
Yeah.
It's not...
But maybe that's what it was, too. My partner was my coach.
Yeah, it's not CrossFit. It's the coach.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
going to tell you, the gym, there's a gym that I'm about to go to. It's called... I don't even know I'm going there yet, but it's called Performance. I think it's called Performance 360, and I've been checking them out on Instagram, and you can tell by that gym, like everybody in that gym, their technique is on point.
Oh, good.
So it's
good.
All about the gym. It's all about the gym.
I agree. With
that. It's a lot of CrossFit gyms that like that are lazy with technique, but there's a lot of personal trainers that are lazy with technique, period. If you even go down to World Gym, that's supposed to be a serious gym.
Oh, yeah, don't
there's people in there.
I saw people when I was there with you.
Yeah, there's yeah. people in there, like, on their phones and shit.
Even
or you see
you
people doing
them
wrong
and you're
shit.
You're just looking like, you're the coach and you're just going to record this knowing they're doing it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing with anything else, with F45, with these group fitness studios. One thing
look
that people like about...
Look at my tan, y'all. You can't see. Look at that. I should have came with my bathing suit. I told you, man. Carry on.
Ooh, yeah. But yeah, one thing people like about my classes is because I got a lot of attention to detail. Mm-hmm. And I correct people's technique all the time.
It's so important as a personal trainer and coach.
Yeah.
We strive in that at Bomber Squad.
Yeah.
We're very on them. Sometimes I'm too hard on the kids, but the parents love it because the kids' attention span is so small. And what is the point of them doing it or breaking that sweat if they're off? They didn't learn anything from
right.
it. So that's one thing I tell my clients. Like, when you start with me, don't expect to break no sweat. Like, we're going to work on your form, and then we're going to pick it up.
Yeah.
So you can understand the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't even know what you're working out.
Yeah.
But until you do the proper form, then we add the weight, then you're like, oh, I feel it here. Exactly. Even with abs.
Everybody ain't doing that, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody ain't doing
that. Yeah, so make sure you get you a good coach.
Yeah.
If I could give any advice in the fitness or just life, if you go to a life coach, any of that, like, anybody can tell you anything. And they got to live by
it. You got to roll the dice when you're doing a life coach.
Live by it.
You don't even know until that person gets into your life and then you're like,
if your personal trainer is fat, ask him what's wrong.
Maybe he's doing an experiment, like, oh boy, like from what's that dude's name? I saw that shit on Instagram the other day. This dude, like, he gaining a lot of weight so he can show his clients, you know, so he can feel what his clients feel.
I did that in moderation.
Yeah.
I gained weight, and then so I did some experiments with, like, Bang. I did some experiments with Celsius just because we sell them at my gym, and I want to give people feedback.
Yeah.
Of what it's about, because they ask me and I'm like, well, it's this, oh, it's that, and I want to be able to use it and tell them how I feel about it,
right?
You know, and what it's done for me. So I did like a week. I got used to the Bang by the third day. Celsius, same thing. So I took a week off before I tried the next thing. You know, it's all about trial and error and understanding what you're using and how it's really affecting you and stuff like that. So and as a woman, I've learned just self-care, you know. I didn't ever clean my room and stuff living with my mom, because she always did it for me, and I love her for all of that. But now being on my own, responsibility is huge for me.
Yeah.
You know. And proud.
You gotta clean. Oh, you gotta clean your own room now.
Yeah, it's great. It was tough. I came home a bunch of times. It was just a mess coming in and out, and you know. And working for other people, you never get some time to yourself. No matter what you do, if you're working a 9-to-5, you're working for somebody. So don't, I mean, I don't know. This conversation can go forever.
Can go forever.
Ever.
Forever.
But just learning about myself and time management and self-love and finding some peace of time and quiet and finding some time for my dog. You know, why I have my dog if I can't even take her on a walk or two and stuff like that?
It's sad,
you know. She's really preparing me to know that when I have kids one day, it's my life will change. My life will change. I can keep my dog at home. I can't keep my kid at home. Damn it, I'm just kidding. So
I wanted to ask you
about the
sobriety thing, because I've been doing a lot of research on sobriety, and honestly, like, lately I've been getting away from drinking, even though, like, I wasn't like crazy like you. I wasn't on your level,
but it catches
but
up.
I feel like even the social drinks is just like, I'm just starting to feel like it's no point of it, because like when I think about it, like the last two times I drank, it was like, okay, I only did it because somebody offered it to me, and this shit really don't taste good, you know. And
but you're
really
doing it.
Yeah, but really people are doing it is because it's just such a social norm, you know. It's just a social habit.
Yeah.
I heard somebody talking about this the other day on a podcast, and this is a guy that I really respect when it comes to just fitness and nutrition and stuff like that. So he was, it was a nutrition podcast, and he was talking about just having, you know, just better habits with your nutrition. He had like a list of 10 things that he was talking about. And then the subject came up about drinking, and he was like, this is the strategy you do when you drink. When you go out, you drink, you have one drink, and then if you have another drink, you don't finish that drink. And I'm just like, What's the point? What's the point? Like, we're talking about nutrition.
You just paid $14 for a drink.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about nutrition and putting the right things in your body. And, like, some of the 10 things that he said, he was talking about different kind of sugar and stuff like that. And he's like, no processed sugar. You shouldn't be eating this. You shouldn't be eating that. And it's crazy the way people think these days. It's like, when it's time to, like, eat something, like a dessert or something like that, people are like, nah, I'm good. But when it comes to like a drink, like it's like, oh yeah, I'll have a drink. You know what I mean? Like, and if you turn down a drink, it's like it's frowned upon. I remember I had
just one.
Right, and I remember I had some cookies. It was my manager. My manager bought me some cookies or whatever for my birthday. She had like a balloon there, and it was like a bag of cookies. And I couldn't finish them. Honestly, like that weekend, I just went fucking hard the whole weekend. Yeah. Like I was eating out. I had fucking like 4 Pazookies or some shit like that. and I was just done. Like, so I had like maybe like 4 cookies. They had like 15 cookies in there. So I asked some of the members as they was leaving. I was like, you guys want some cookies? And they was like, and I was just like, why y'all act like that with food? But like, if you was out drinking, you wouldn't be acting like that. And that's actual poison going into your body. Like, it's crazy, 100%. Right?
100%. And you're getting a mixed drink sometimes.
Yeah.
And there's that little syrup stuff they do and mixology. Listen, here's how I feel. Like, a lot of people tell me, how do I do it? Because I still go out.
I know, right?
And yeah, they ask me.
I'm sure.
All the time. Raul, how do you do it? How can you be sober in the club?
Because you don't give a fuck what people think. That's
absolutely
why.
And you know what's funny, you know? Is a lot of guys came to me and offered me drink. And when I tell them I don't drink, they're like, you're not drunk.
You're actually fun when you're sober? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And if you're not a fun person in general to go out and you need a drink to have a good time, guess what?
Right.
There's a problem.
That's a problem.
There's a problem right there, because social drinking is actually deadly in a way, if you really think about it, because one turns into two, two turns into three, then what are you going to do? You're hungry. All the time. Then you go in and make bad decisions. Mexican shop in San Diego is always open.
Yeah.
You know? No. And it's delicious. But would we do that if we weren't drinking? Probably not.
And that,
And that's something on another level too after that, but you don't need alcohol to have a good time. You want to you go out to experience the enjoyment,
right?
But you no longer can if you're blacked out, you know,
right?
Because generally a lot of us do get to that point.
I don't even go out like that no more. I'm just talking about just the regular. So for me, like the last 2 or 3 months, just those like little times where you go, where you like be out with friends, like at like, you know, dinner or something like that, and everybody just buys a drink, and I'm just like, now it's getting to the point to where I'm just like I don't even want that. Like, I don't even want to drink socially. Like, everybody's like, oh, you're drinking socially. Like, even if I'm drinking like one or two drinks every 2 months, like,
and what does that
I'm
mean?
Still,
oh,
like,
just drinking socially, oh, because I'm not getting drunk. Like, why do you have to get drunk?
You know what drinking socially means? That's not getting drunk. It's having a drink so you can be polite. No. That's what drinking socially means.
I have a drink. It's called water.
Right.
I can still tap my glass with yours.
Right, exactly.
And I can have a million of them. And my bank account still say the same thing.
Exactly, you
know?
Exactly.
And you know what? Let me tell you guys something. I actually never used the credit card until I started partying. And I had debt in partying with drinks.
That's it. Exactly.
Exactly. I had a lot of debt, over a couple of G's, and just drinking.
Exactly. Even when I used to go to BJ's and watch the games, like, which I'm still going to go to BJ's and watch the games. But when I used to go to BJ's and watch the games, you know, I used to get probably at the most 2 beers, and that's it. And that 2 beers, it's like $12 to $14 right there. You know what I mean? So it's like now, it's going to 1 beer. And now, like I was telling you before, like I'm starting to think about it a lot now, and it's like, what's the purpose of it? Like,
why?
It's, I want to get it to the point where it's what,
and you can't,
no, it's nothing. Even though, like, cause in my mind and most people's mind, they're like, okay, it's harmless because like you're only doing it once or twice a month. But at the same time, it's like, I don't even want to do it. Like I get into the psychology of it as to why
you
I'm okay. Yeah, why I do it every once in a while. You see what I'm saying? And like now I don't even want, like I used to always have to have wine in the house. And a lot of people are like that. Like they always have to have a bottle of wine in the house. And that's how, you know, she is here too. Like she always had to have wine in the house. And I used to always have wine on Friday nights, especially when basketball season started. Because every Friday, yeah, every Friday night, watch basketball, drink wine. Like that was like my thing every night. So like this season, which I can't wait for this season to start. We're gonna have to have another podcast to talk about that. But this season, I'm not doing that. So what I want to do, that's why I asked you about the drinking, is because I'm about to go on a little challenge. That's going to be my next challenge.
Oh, you know what, Simon? And you, the reason I quit drinking is I had a rough night. And it was with my ex-boyfriend's sister. And it was just embarrassing to me because drinking had turned into almost super abusive for me. And I'm just like, what am I doing it for? Because I'm still doing it. So I had a bad experience and I woke up that night. I had told myself I'm not drinking. I woke up and there's drinks in my house and people are inviting me out. And I really had to say no until I disciplined myself. So when I woke up, ever since that day, and some people, you didn't go to rehab. No, because it's here. It's you.
It's all there.
Do you want it or do you not
want
it? It's mental. Like, you don't need no therapist. You don't. You really, really don't. I talked to myself growing up, to be honest with you. And we're paying, no offense to therapists out there, but your gym coach can be your therapist. But you're paying them and you're getting your life right. Okay? You're not just sitting there talking. No, you're doing something about it. Okay?
But I just think the world is like, it's such like an enabler to people who struggle with things. Because it's like, if you really wanted to do something, if you really wanted to quit something, like you would just quit. If the doctor told you if you smelt alcohol one more time, you got like 2 weeks to live, I bet you would stop.
Some of them don't.
That's crazy.
But and now when I smell alcohol, it's like, some people are like, don't you have stressful days? Yeah, I go to sleep early. You know, or I walk my, like I find stressful. I don't really watch TV much. It's like an incentive for me. Mm-hmm. You know,
right?
That's what it is.
But I'm sure, especially with people who smoke cigarettes. Like I talk to these people a lot, and I'm
disgusting.
Like, and they're like, oh, I can't quit. It's well, I would tell you if the doctor told you you had 1 week to live if you could smoke one more cigarette, I'll let you stop.
Yo, my dad, rest in peace, all the way, love him. He got diagnosed with lung cancer, and this dude, he's been smoking since he was like 10 years old, you know, back in Iraq, that's what the boys did. This is just normal, so he's been doing. He was told that, and this fool was with his oxygen tank at the hospital when I came to visit with the cigarette. It's like, Dad, what are you doing? Who cares?
That's crazy.
You know? But some people don't know how to change that mindset. It's literally you, because our biggest critic is ourselves. Mm-hmm. We drown ourselves in the depression. We drown ourselves in not disciplining ourselves. Yeah. It's so easy. I fell off a couple of times. I've been through a depression. I did some hardcore drugs, but I had to realize, yo, I'm gonna get older. Like, God is still giving me another day.
Right.
So I'm not gonna waste it. I'm just gonna take a baby step and say, here I go again. And even my physical, like people are like, you're great in shape. You work out all the time. You're at a gym. No, you got it all wrong. Don't act like you know my life. Because I only post about an hour of it throughout my social media. And it's a boomerang. Right. Don't even think you know.
You think I got this active life. Like, no, when I train people, like, I'm not really that active. Like, I'm training people.
Active love, I just want to explain, because people are like, what does active love mean? Active love is not about just physical. It's about everything that you do, being active in the kitchen, being active with your family, being loving of what everything you do. You know, because if you don't have a if you didn't have a passion for doing fitness and teaching, would you do it? No, it stressed you out. You'd be like, here I go again. No, but you excited. Yeah. You on time. You love to be there.
Yep.
You're actively loving your job.
And there's coaches out there like that too.
I know.
And you can see
and
it.
And honestly, training people can be very draining for us trainers.
Yeah.
But we gotta love it. We gotta, you know, that's so that's what active love for me is. It's your everyday life of what you're doing. You have loving it and being a part of it and being active in it. Mm-hmm. Being there.
Yeah.
You know? Not going home, working 8, 9, 10, 12 hours for somebody else, coming home and not doing shit for yourself. I learned that real quick. I'm like, damn.
All right, Miss Ronwell, we gotta get you out of here.
Yeah.
You got So I'm gonna start this
I'm rooting for. I know you can do it.
This challenge.
Yeah, I know you can do it, and it's simple of no buying the wine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I already did that. I already haven't bought wine in like 3 months. So somebody bought me wine for my birthday last week. Mm-hmm. I opened it because usually, like, if somebody gives me wine, I'll open it that night.
I'll
have a glass that night. So I opened it. The cork broke. All right, the cork was still in. All right, I was still trying to get the cork out. It fell in. And that was it. I don't do the cork. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
So I didn't drink the wine. I was like, that was a fucking sign right there.
Yeah.
So
signs are
so I was like, so since then or whatever, I haven't made any wine stops or whatever like that. So now I'm just gonna.
You got it.
This weekend gonna be my last hurrah.
So you're gonna have a drink.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a drink.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't do it.
I don't know.
That's stupid.
I know. It is stupid.
That is very stupid.
It is stupid.
We just talked about How about you go there?
And maybe that could be my test, right?
Absolutely.
I go there.
Absolutely. And you're going to have a friend. Come on, Simon. This is
No, I'm not going to have a friend. I'm not going to have a friend.
Just you?
Yeah, it's just me. But they know me in there. They know what my drink is. And that's gonna be the test. That's gonna be the big test. They're gonna be like, hey, you having a Jeremiah today? And I'm gonna have to be like, nah, I'm having water.
You really need to think before you say yeah.
All right.
For real. This is it. Like in this your head, right you're here. Like, I'm gonna have just one more.
This is it.
But this is the self-discipline.
All right.
When you say you having it.
This is it, Raul. Raul put me in check right now. I love it.
Yeah, it's true. Cause you already set your mind for one more, but that's what we tell people, like, nah, don't do just one more.
Yeah. For what? For what?
You already said that one more is what gets you to the
second one. I need to go there just so I can test myself, really.
You're already in October. We're October 4th, so why?
Huh?
You got 4 days in. Don't add a day.
4 days into what? What do you mean?
Into no drinking, right? You haven't drank since October 1st? Literally, kind of, sort of, right?
No, it's been longer than that. Probably like a week.
So, Simon, why would you even break it? You already a week in.
Yeah. But I'm going to still go there.
Go there is what I'm saying, this is a test so
I'm
that not. When you go next time, you already established. So when they come in, they're not gonna be like, so are you good? Nah.
You gonna come with me? You gonna hold my hand?
There we go. I gotta hold him accountable.
No, I'm gonna do this by myself, bro. I'm good. I'm gonna do this by myself.
But that's where
And I'm gonna tag you too.
I'm glad you said just one more. I'm
glad
you said it, yo.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. That's all we got for today. That's
all. You guys listen all the way. Tell them when you post it. They gotta listen all the way.
Look, don't forget to rate the podcast. If you want to write a review, go ahead and write a review.
Ladies,
tell me how you really feel.
Can you guys please come and try a free class at Bomber Squad? Come.
Oh. Got the plug. Got the plug
invitation
in here. Got the plug.
It's there. So if you don't come, sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss.
All
right. All right. That's our 2 cents. Y'all keep the change. And I see y'all on the next podcast, baby. Peace.
Change. I like that.